Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Thank you. Marvellous. That was Radiohead with Pyramid Song from the album Amnesiac, which I'm not sure, but I think it might be my favourite Radiohead album. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody, wherever and whenever you are. For me, it's a Wednesday afternoon. I pre-record this show in my attic, in my little house here in North Manchester. It's my last show for about a month. I'm taking some time out to work on the next Elbow record. As our tour has gone on sale, I thought we should probably finish the record that's going to be preceding it. So I've got some very interesting people going to be filling in for me in the next 4 or 5 weeks. I'll tell you more about that in a second. All the regular features on this week's show, we'll be finding out what our hero, Sir Patrick Moore, was up to this week in 1982. In That Was the Sky at Night, that week that was. There'll be a snippet from the BBC archives, one of Alfred Wainwright's, of Wainwright Walks. He did those beautiful little handwritten books that you can get, walking guides of the Lake District. One of his Desert Island Discs. He's quite a character. He's a dour northerner, but he's subtly hilarious. We'll be listening to that in a little while. We'll have a visit from the Beckopedia, I'm sure. She usually shows up and enriches our lives with her wisdom and knowledge. And a very silky, beautiful radio voice as well, if she doesn't mind me saying so. And of course, another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder. A fantastically bad cover version this week in that feature. I'll be reading out your emails, some fantastic communiques. And for the first time ever on this week's show, there's an email of the week. It had me in absolute stitches. Looking forward to reading that out. And of course, lots of lovely new music, old music, and wonderful music. I was lucky enough to see this next band when they reformed for a tour a few years ago before the lead singer, Arthur Lee, died. One of my lasting memories will always be the brass section that were touring with the band Love, coming into Big Hands, the bar next door, which I've been known to frequent here in Manchester quite a lot. The brass section came in after the gig had finished, and somebody put the Love album on. They put the album that they were touring, which was of course Forever Changes, on the jukebox, and the brass section had their instruments with them, and they pulled them out in the bar and just played along. I've seen lots of lovely things in and around the Big Hands bar. It's kind of Manchester's rock and roll bar these days. I've also seen Black Francis, who's a mate of mine, do an impromptu encore stroke mini gig after he played next door at the Academy. He played outside Big Hands for half an hour. I thought that was very spontaneous and wonderful. I've been drunking there with Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Mike Patton from Faith No More, Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze. It's been quite the place over the years. Anyway, more of my ridiculously fortunate rock and roll lifestyle, I'm sure, coming up. I might even make up some stuff. Also, what's becoming a regular feature is the corrections. I don't do enough research, and consequently I get amusing emails every week correcting my mistakes. But for now, as mentioned before, here from Love, from the album Forever Changes, is Que Vida.
Gravel. or do you want my vision? It's dark there, they say, but that's just superstition. And in my last inspection, is this the right direction? A girl, she told me I was funny. She said, in your world, you needed lots of money and things to kill your brother, but death just starts another.
Love and Cave Vida. I love it. Just wacky enough for my tastes. Okay, so here's a correction, a mistake I made recently. Luke Alford got in touch and he said, "Hello, guy. Long time, first time and all that." Well put, Luke. He said, "As much as I'd hate to point out the mistakes of someone who I not only respect for their music, but for their taste in music, a very rare combination, Five Star were critiqued on Going Live and not the Multicoloured Swap Shop. If you know what I'm talking about, go and have a look. Thanks for pointing it out. Google Five Star on Going Live." Let's just say a caller got through with an inappropriately worded criticism of the band for children's television. It was one of the highlights of my youth. He also goes on to say that just so I know, I listen at work on Monday mornings to dull the horror of another full working week ahead. Thanks for the assistance. Luke, my pleasure. Who else has been in touch? Tony Linsky says, "Hi, guy. Is that really Sir Patrick Moore's voice in your jingle, or a clever imitation? If it's the real thing, well done. Take care, Tony." I know I've not mentioned it, but I am very proud. Of course, it is my hero, Sir Patrick Moore. Thanks for pointing it out, Tony. Samuel Dowling gets in touch and says, "Getting to hear Elliot Smith on the radio is the reason I listen to your station." Thank you very much. That's very nice of him. And Laura gets in touch and says, "How great to hear Gustav Holst's Mars on the Finest Hour. I always chuckle to myself when Holst is played as an opener to your show. I listen every week on Listen Again while I'm at work in Holst's birthplace. It's a museum. So the piece played on your show last Sunday was playing only a few steps away from the room where he was born. He was a very complex and interesting character, and I'm sure he'd approve being broadcast in such an eclectic manner." Thanks very much, Laura. That's absolutely wonderful. One more, which leads on to the song I'm going to play you. Andrew says, "Hi, guy. I've been trawling through the track lists of previous shows for a song whose name I've forgotten by a male singer-songwriter whose name I have also forgotten. You used to play one particular song of his week after week, either last winter or the winter before. You had the guy on your show as well. I remember you proclaiming that it was a travesty that he still had to work in a factory or something similar. The song was very melancholic and lonesome, and part of the melody reminded me of Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Neil Young. Hope you can help and love your show, Andrew Walsh." It was Nick from the Leisure Society is the singer-songwriter in question. He's part of the celebrated Wilcommon Collective. Really great bunch of musicians who all play on each other's records and have turfed out some outstanding work in the last couple of years. It was two winters ago, Andrew. The song by the Leisure Society almost got them a Ivor Novello Award. Unfortunately, we won the award they were after. He's no longer working in a factory, to my knowledge, and the song is called The Last of the Melting Snow. It's very beautiful. Andrew, it's for you, but let's all enjoy it. Happy Sunday. Thank you. The Leisure Society and Last of the Melting Snow.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maid of Ale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Mantra Luna.
It's time now, once again, though, for the greatest radio item ever recorded, ever broadcast. It's time, once again, for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1982, in international news, in Poland, the government banned all labour organisations, including the trade union Solidarity. There was a failed military coup in Spain this week, the second in 2 years, and Helmut Kohl became the new Chancellor of West Germany, 2 weeks after the breakup of the coalition led by the previous Chancellor, Helmut Schmidt. In sport news, Nicola Carr made history by becoming the first girl to play for a men's team in a competitive rugby match. What a lady. And in youth news, the Boys Brigade was 100 years old this week in 82. Its motto was, and probably still is, sure and steadfast. In sports news, the Commonwealth Games were held in Brisbane this week. Among the highlights was the first ever dead heat in a championship final. As a result, the 200 metres gold was shared by Alan Wells and Mike McFarlane. What a bummer for them. There was controversy when it revealed that Prince Andrew, when it was revealed, I beg your pardon, that Prince Andrew had gone on holiday with actress Koo Stark. Her most famous role had been the lead in the soft porn film Emily. Andy Pandy, really. In communication news, the post office's inland telegram service was scrapped after 140 years. It was replaced by the telemessage, which is delivered with the post the day after it's sent. In TV news, this week saw the transmission of the first episode of Alan Bleasdale's marvellous Boys from the Black Stuff, Black Stuff, currently being repeated on BBC 4, would you believe? Jasper Carrot also began a new BBC series called Carrot's Lib. Jesus spare us. In more killer light bulb news, second week in a row, Philips withdrew some Italian light bulbs which had a protruding wire that could give off an electric shock. Dangerous stuff. In financial news, a cut in interest charges helped the London Stock Exchange break through the FT 600 point barrier for the first time, and again, I have no idea what that means. In boat news, the final preparations were made this week for lifting the Tudor warship the Mary Rose from the seabed. She'd led there since sinking in 1545, which I remember as clearly as yesterday, her being raised, not being sunk. I remember it as clearly as yesterday, despite only being 8 years old. I love ships, you see. I don't know if you know that about me. In fact, in this very room where I record the show, I have a ship in a big glass case that the Badger bought me a couple of Christmases ago. I refer to it as my first command. Richard Hawley loves ships too. I digress. In music news, this week in 1982, Peter Gabriel rejoined Genesis for a one-off reunion concert at Milton Keynes Bowl. Dire Straits were at the top of the UK album charts with Love Over Gold, and the number one single was Musical Youth's Past the Dutchie. This was a cover of the Mighty Diamonds song Past the Cutchie. A cutchie was a cannabis pipe, did you know that? At the Peppermint Lounge in New York, you could see REM supported by the Flesh Tones. Meanwhile, here at the Ritz in Manchester, still going as a tremendous venue, the Smiths made their live debut. The musical Cats opened at the Winter Garden Theatre in New York, and it was still there in 97 when it became the longest running show in Broadway history. I find that as baffling as Morris dancing and fascism. And more important than all of that, there was no Sky at Night this week, but Patrick did appear on Pebble Mill at One's 10th anniversary show. He'd also been their first guest back in 1972. This time he was plugging his book, Bureaucrats, How to Annoy Them. Author, scientist, presenter, musician, composer. Wow, what a guy. And that was the No Sky at Night this week that was.
Bicycle on a hillside desert. Brunette
was, of course, The Smiths and This Charming Man. Paul Whitlock's been in touch. He says, I recommend Rudy Foolish by Superwolf, the collaboration between Bonnie Prince Billy and Matt Sweeney. Some friends of mine recently went to see Bonnie Prince Billy at Manchester Cathedral. A gig I'm sorry I missed. Apparently it was amazing. Thanks very much for your recommend, Paul. Here it is. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, do keep them coming, despite the fact I'm on holiday for a month. I say holiday, I'm just going to be chained to my desk at the coalface of popular music. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk if you have a recommendation. Here we are. Here is Bonnie Prince Billy and what was the other chap called? Oh yeah, Matt Sweeney. This is Rudy Foolish. I love it. Prince Billy, and I've forgotten his name again, Matt Sweeney, was it? Anyway, the song was called Rudy Foolish. So this next tune precedes, as I said at the beginning of the show, an email of the week. We've never had an email of the week before, but I was laughing my head off at the one that was sent. It's also going to ruin a song for you, perhaps, but not this one. This next tune's by Black Grape. It's from the album It's Great When You're Straight, and it's been pointed out before, but I have to draw it to your attention just in case you've never heard it before. Listen to how similar Sean Ryder sounds on this tune when he's singing, especially in the verses, to Grandpa Simpson from The Simpsons. Have a listen. This is Reverend Black Grape by Black Grape.
Yeah! Get away.
Oh,
Are you having that? He does, doesn't he? He sounds just like Grandpa Simpson. Fantastic. That was Black Grape and Reverend Black Grape, featuring Sean Ryder doing Abraham Simpson. Some more emails. Alan Kane gets in touch and says, "Hi, guy, we're on holiday in CJ's, I think that's pronounced, in Spain, listening online. Thanks for playing Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man." Did you know Rustin Man from Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man is Paul Webb, former bassist of Talk Talk? I did know. Thank you very much, Alan and Kathy. I hope you had a good holiday. Daniel Carlson's been in touch. He starts his email with the word geez, which kind of gives it away that he's an American. He says, "Geez, I thought I was the only person who had this record. I haven't heard it in years. Spent a small fortune on it as an import. It is Arnold, right? Best from New York City." Thanks, Daniel. Where are you in the world? I do like my exotic emails. Another one here. Oh, this is cute. "Dear guy, I just wanted to say a big thank you. I saved listening to your show as I was due any day to go into labour at home. On Friday the 24th of September at 3:34 a.m, Lula Bia was born after a 3-hour labour." Oh, good on you, 3 hours. "We had your show on in the background and Lula was born to I'll Be Your Mirror by Velvet Underground." Oh, thank you very much. She says, "Thanks for soothing speak and great music. Katie and Mark and baby Lula, many congratulations." Celebrate with this next tune, perhaps. It's not very appropriate as it goes. But here it is. Here's email of the week, as heavily trailed so far on the show. "Hi, guy. Love the show," says Stuart Telfer. "Just wanted to see if you thought Nick Cave sounded like Terry Wogan on the song Babe, You Turn Me On. You played it last week, or is it just me? All the best, Stuart." I'm afraid, Stuart, that you've ruined this song for me forever. Here is Nick Cave doing Terry Wogan. The song is Babe, You Turn Me On.
Stay my name. Stay by me. Butcher bird makes its noise, and it asks you to agree. With its brutal nesting habits and its pointless savagery. Now the nightingale it sings to you, and it raises up the ante. I put one hand on your round right heart, and the other down your panties. Everything has fallen deep, everything is wrong. It's just history repeating itself. Like a light bulb, babe, like a song. Well, you race naked through the wilderness, and you torment the birds and the bees. Well, you leapt into the abyss, but find it only goes up to your knees. Now move stealthily from tree to tree, and I shadow you for hours. I make like I'm a little deer grazing on the flowers. 'Cause everything is collapsing, dear. Sense has gone. It's just history repeating itself. Babe, you turn me on. Like an idea, babe. Like an atom bomb. stand awed inside a clearing. We do not make a sound. Crimson snow falls all about, carpet in the ground. 'Cause everything is fun indeed. All rhyme and reason gone. It's just history repeating itself. Babe, you turn me on like an idea, babe. Like an atom bomb.
Ruined Forever, Baby Turn Me On by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Wonderful, wonderful, inspiring music all the same, wasn't it? And you know, wonderful, inspiring music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was born into superstardom, written as it was by Lennon and McCartney at the height of their popularity in 1964. A wonderful, energetic, swinging 60s classic, it was a high-profile, high-value target, so, frankly, it never stood a chance. First to make a move was Dionne Warwick, who, in an ill-advised attempt to sex it up, combined electric organ with listless brass and a trudging beat to turn it into the saddest of New Orleans-style funeral dirges. Thankfully, it managed to claw its way out of an early grave. Next to snap at its heels were Slaughter and the Dogs. Too tuneful for punk, but too awful for anything else. They simply pounced on it and attempted to tear it to pieces. Thankfully, their bark was worse than their bite. Then, in a clear case of helium abuse, Honey Drippers and the Pagalo Singers, all doobies and dweedles, invoked the evil spirits of Pinky and Perky to squeak and squeal until its ears bled. But, in one of the most disturbing cases of musical abuse ever recorded, when warbling merman wannabe Mrs. Miller, all trib... I think that should have been merman, not merman. In one of the most disturbing cases of musical abuse ever recorded, when warbling merman wannabe Mrs. Miller, all trembling jowls and violent vibrato, gave this humongous hit the not-so-glamorous granny treatment... Oh, it was Moida.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm living like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do don't make me feel. To hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why you have to come home? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I'll be okay. And I'm home.
Oh God, that's amazing. Enough.
It's been a hard to hear you say
great. Eventually some Scouse band called The Beatles. Oh, marvellous. Lynn Gray got in touch and said, "Hi, Guy. Just back from a Keane concert in Sherwood Forest where everything supported, who were amazing. I've got a good story about Keane. I'll tell you in a minute. I thought I recognised their sound when you played a track by them previously on the show. Could you please play a track called Tin, brackets The Manhole? It's beautiful." No problem, Lynn. Here's my Keane story. We've run into Keane a few times over the year. Real gentlemen. It's been widely publicised that they are rather posh, especially the drummer. What real gentlemen, though? So, I'm backstage at the Reading and Leeds Festival some years ago now, and I'm chatting to the drummer while we're waiting at a backstage fast food stall. We're chatting away about this, that and the other, because he's a lovely man. While this is happening, what can only be described as a dickhead started giving a woman who was in the queue some really nasty verbal abuse. I think he was on something, because he was going mental at what we realised later was a complete stranger, and this woman looked really intimidated. So being a gentleman, I stepped forward to get in the way, and so did the drummer from Keane. He's a lovely lad, but he's quite wiry, if I'm honest. He doesn't look like much of a presence. Anyway, I was like, "Yeah, mate," doing my best threatening Manc voice. "Yeah, mate, what's the matter with you?" You know, that kind of thing. He stepped in front of me, real chivalry, and said to this chap, "I'm not sure what that lady's done to you, sir, but I'm sure it doesn't warrant that kind of abuse." And that's not an exaggeration. So this guy's looking at us, his mate appears out of nowhere, and he's sizing us up, frankly. And at that moment, the guy behind the burger stand says, "Two veggie falafels," and me and him go, "Yes, here, please." Anyway, it was security got involved, and it was all peacefully resolved, but I have enormous amount of respect for the man. Anyway, I digress, as usual. Here is Everything Everything. It's a wonderful song. They're a wonderful band. This is called Tin the Manhole. Here we go.
Thank you.
Everything. Their year, I reckon. They're going to have a good one. They're going to have a great summer next year, I must say. That was called Tin the Manhole. Jordan from Berkshire's been in touch. He says, I've recently discovered a Welsh singer and guitarist called Sweet Babu. All of his songs are great and are really making me look forward to summer. There's optimism. You've got a winter yet. Please would you be able to play How I Live My Life, aka the Bumblebee song by Sweet Babu. I've been desperately trying to learn it by ear on the guitar, but will probably never finish. Best wishes and best of luck on the new album. Thank you very much, Jordan. A big favourite of Mark Riley's, this. Many a session on his show. This is Sweet Babu for Jordan. This is How I'd Live My Life.
Summer's gone and yes, it's cold. And I've got a lot of bumblebee top clothes. So honey, let's go. Let's hit the road, country road, where my head can lay its load. Summer's gone and still it's cold. And I'm a bumblebee, stings tired and old. Before my sting gets old, let's go, let's flee. It don't bother me, 'cause Cardiff ain't my home. Need to skip these towns and city. Need to find me a honeycomb. I think I know exactly where one might be. Might be. That's right, come on, beef and bogs and marsh and goats. I've got my peas in a little small hold. So come on, peas, split, go. Let's hit the road, country road, where my head can lay its load, heavy load.
Manhole. This next tune doesn't need an introduction, but I think it should have an introduction from Louis Armstrong himself.
There's a zillion people dug that tune the way I did it when I felt it, because it's so much in Wonderful World that brings me back to my neighborhood where I live in Corona, New York. Of course, Long Island, everybody know where that is, and Lucille and I, ever since we married, we've been right there in that block. And everybody keeps their little homes up like we do. And it's just like one big family. I saw three generations come up in that block. And they all with their children, grandchildren, they come back to see Uncle Satchmo and Aunt Lucille. So that's why I can say, I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I can look at all them kids' faces. And I got pictures of them when they was 5, 6, and 7 years old. So when they hand me this Wonderful World, I didn't look no further. That was it. And the music with it. So you can see from the expression, the people dug it. That's really, it is a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, What a wonderful world.
BBC.
Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
My mate Tom Barman and Friends, otherwise known as Deus, from the album In a Bar Under the Sea, which was the first Deus album I got into. That lovely little number was called Serpentine. It's amazing what you can do with little instrumentation if you know how to fill in your gaps sonically. If this is getting too geeky for you, then please ignore me for a few more seconds. What Bowerbirds do with their extraordinary songwriting and very little instrumentation is really powerful. Listen to what's being done here with a bass, a stand-up drummer, a guitar and an accordion. It's got real impact, it's got real weight. From the album Hymns for a Dark Horse, this is Bowerbirds with La Denigration.
A belly full of bread. We lay heaven on the earth, tethered to our words. don't know what for. 'Cause each one has eyes in the honest places, but we'll turn wonder into wings. Stab me in the back, yours, Lord, have mercy on us both. Are you so high above us, or the violence that walks among us? 'Cause each one has eyes in the honest places, but we'll turn wonder. Oh, the weight of bricks on bricks down to our feet, and our feet are failing ships that soon do sink, and the sea is land, and yes, the land is as soon. And the sea is land, and the land is sea. Oh me, oh my mother, have pity, put us down. Oh my mother, have pity, put us down. Oh my mother, have put us down. Oh, my mother, have put us down. For a nap upon the basin. La denigración.
That was Bowerbirds from their first album, Hymns for a Dark Horse. That was La Denigración. I can't recommend Bowerbirds enough. That's B-O-W-E-R Birds. Of all the stuff I play this week, go and check them out if you've never heard them before. This next song I'm waking up with in my head, and I've been doing since it came out about a month ago. This is the Middle East. The CD is called The Recordings of the Middle East, and the song is called Blood. This is crushingly beautiful.
Your beard someday might be. As you woke up in a cold sweat on the floor, next to a family portrait drawn when you were four, and beside a jar of 2 cent coins, they'll no good no more. She lay aside. And you'll find anxious to die. Someday soon you'll die. Oh, the only woman you ever loved. Pick up her by the sun too often when she was young. And the cancer spread.
The Middle East and Blood. I absolutely adore it. Okay, Bob Bald's been in touch. He says, hello, love the show. My wife Lynn and I listen every week, usually on a Monday morning while pottering around our half-renovated cottage here in beautiful Galloway, Scotland. Anyway, I found a new single that I think you'll absolutely love, so here goes. It's by a duo called Tula. The Swedish girl is called Tula, which translates from Old Swedish as Deep Forest Wanderer. That's good, isn't it? It's better than my name. Kool-Aid, yeah, I agree. The other girl is this in this fab duo is English, and she's called Carmen Miller. The single is just out, and it's called No Name. I heard it last Thursday on Late Junction on Radio 3, and I thought you might like it too. Good luck with the new house, and if you want me to source you some nice Persian rugs, source is a new word for find, by the way. If you want me to source you some nice Persian rugs, I used to have a shop called the Hebden Bridge Rug and Kiln Company. Just get in touch. Cheers, Bob. Sounds like you're having a pretty nice life there, Bob, you and Lynn. This tune's great. Thank you very much for recommending it. It's called No Name, and it's by Tula, T-U-L-A. I think you're going to like it.
Whispering words.
Great, that was Tula, translating as Deep Forest Wanderer, that name. That was Tula and No Name. Thanks very much to Bob Bald for his Song for Guy recommendation.
Mark Riley, Monday to Thursday night. Music. R is for...
Rotten! Just wondering if you could find any Maggot Brain by Funkadelic to play as I'm trying to do my homework. No.
I is for...
Ignorant. Is the answer either Gibby Haynes or Garth Hudson? Just before you ask a question.
I'm afraid not.
It's worth a try, wasn't it?
L is for...
Lackluster. You're still there?
E is for...
Egypt. I'm Mark Riley. I'm neither germ-free nor an adolescent.
Y is for...
Yum! Fabulous. Everything live in session. Ooh, I say. That's a tune, isn't it?
Mark Riley. Back Monday from 7 p.m. on 6 Music.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
So, Alfred Wainwright is famous for a series of books that he hand-illustrated and wrote called Wainwright's Walks. They're very, very charming, rambling guides to the Lake District, predominantly. If you know somebody who's a walker, it's a great gift for him because they really are like a lovely travelling companion. Anyway, quite a dour, no-nonsense man is Alfred. And this is him in 1986, I think, on Desert Island Discs talking to Sue Lawley about one of his favourite tunes.
My castaway is Alfred Wainwright. Not a name, Mr. Wainwright, that you revealed for years, Alfred. Do you dislike it so much?
It's a nice name for a little boy, but it doesn't suit a man, I think. And I tried to keep it anonymous for a very long time.
But you failed in the end.
I failed in the end, yes.
You've got a reputation for being a bit of a recluse, not liking publicity. Why is that?
I suppose it's true to some extent, because with one or two exceptions, I do prefer my own company to that of other people. And during my walking years, I always walked alone.
But is it that you don't like other people? Do you think you're naturally antisocial?
Yes, I am antisocial, and getting worse as I get older. It started as shyness. It isn't shyness now. I can face anybody now. But I'd much rather be alone.
Well, now, you're an ideal castaway in that sense, because most people come along onto the desert island and say, oh, I'm going to miss people. But you don't care about that at all?
No, not at all, no.
So you're looking forward to being castaway?
Well, it depends on the conditions. I mean, if there's a chip shop on the island, I can go on for years.
Let's hear your second record, shall we?
Well, yes, as I say, I didn't hear any music until the 1930s, really, after talkies came in. And I was immediately fond of the American songwriters, Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern, Cole Porter. So the talkies made a tremendous difference to me. And I would like to select one that became immensely popular, and it was called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hold. smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. Deride tears I cannot hide, so I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your room.
Turner Layton's version of Smoke Gets In Your Eyes, as chosen by the late great Alfred Wainwright on Desert Island Discs. What a character, eh? Fredo Viola are a band that I found while making this programme, as with half of my record collection, I think, these days. I found it through your recommendations. This is called The Sad Song, and it's exactly that. Very beautiful, though. Fredo Viola. Ba-dee-ra-bum, ba-dee-ra-bum, ba-dee-ra-bum.
Oh,
Alfredo Viola and the Sad Song. Speaking of sad, there's been rumours in the press recently about doves knocking it on their head for a while. I believe they are. They're just going to have a little bit of a time off from what they've been doing for the last 20-odd years. You know, bear in mind that the lads have been working together since they were really, really young. They were sub-sub before they were doves. It's well known that they're very, very good friends of Elbows. And, yeah, they just want a break, I think. There's no animosity between them. It's official that they are going to knock it on the head for a while, though. With that in mind, while we miss doves, I want you to listen to this next tune. I think it's probably one of my favourites of theirs. It was recorded in an abbey in Scotland by another very, very good friend of Elbows, Ben Hillier, who's a great producer. It's got a wistful melancholy to it. It's very, very lovely. Turn it up and picture the gorgeous Scottish abbey that they recorded it in. This is our friends Doves. Come back soon, lads. This is Ambition. Isn't that gorgeous? That's Doves from the album Some Cities and Ambition. Shall we stay with recordings made in churches, just for the hell of it? Should you mention hell in the same word as church? I'm not sure you should. Anyway, this next tune was a recommendation from my sister Karen. Karen listens online because she lives in France, where she's been for many, many moons, raising a lovely family. And she played me this because she wants it playing at her funeral. That sounds pretty dour, but it's Karen all over. She loves her energetic music. She loves samba. She loves Latin percussion. And of course, being a left footer like the rest of my family, she loves a bit of church music too. This is something really unusual. This isn't just the choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York, and it isn't just Brazilian Escola da Samba, who are the percussionists on this. There's also some whale song on it, would you believe? It's quite a quiet recording, but I think our BBC engineer will do what he can to boost it for you. This is Sanctus, Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus from the Missa Gaia, with a very rare mix of whale song, if you're having that, and samba music. It's just amazing. It's gorgeous. This is for you, Kaz. Love you.
wartime Britain of the 1940s, everyone was being encouraged to do their bit. With so many personnel away in the services, the factories were suddenly full of workers who weren't used to the hard, boring monotony of the production line. So in stepped the BBC. Music While You Work may have been a cynical manipulation of the workforce, but it became a highlight for most people. It was broadcast twice daily at 10:30 and 3, when most workers' concentration and productivity dipped, and was a continuous stream of upbeat, up-tempo music, clearly intended to wake up and speed up the workforce. However, not all light music had the desired effect. The BBC had to ban a tune called Deep in the Heart of Texas to prevent factory hands banging out the rhythm on the machinery with their heavy tools. Listening now to the trumpet's opening clarion call, it's not surprising that everyone stopped to join in. From the chugging beat and busy clarinet and horns to the cowbells and hand claps, it's simply irresistible. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Chosen by the wonderful Beccapedia, that was Bing Crosby and Deep in the Heart of Texas.
BBC Six Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keaveney.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 668.
I'll always tackle the big problems and issues of today's society. All I do is clean the rubbish and then I have to take it outside and work out where does that little bit of cellophane go. I have become the bin man. Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 819.
Where else can you hear the best new music and the band you love?
Absolutely awesome. That's why you listen to Six Music.
Music.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 103,847.
I love words and that. Despite the fact that it was dilapidated, Lisa.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
It was dilapidated. It was
back Monday morning from 7.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
On BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Cheryl Cook's been in touch. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go. This is quite a good email, actually.
Hello, by most accounts a lovely fellow old guy even. The quiet yet bold but up and down sneaking round corners, Good Bait by Nina Simone, is a song I recommend even if it does not suit your show, as it makes for fine walking around music for a fellow or guy even, especially one nice enough to overlook this being a week late for a pack as much as you can in the least words contest. Much enjoying your show, Cheryl. Thanks for your email, Cheryl. You mail good E. And this is the wonderful Nina Simone, playing Good Bait. chosen by Cheryl Cook as a Song for Guy recommendation. That was Nina Simone and Good Bait. Please do keep your recommendations coming. Don't let genre restrict you, just anything you think that I may not have heard before that I think we would all enjoy listening to together. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website and contact me that way. The next tune is one of my faves. I find a reason to play something off this album every now and again. It is, again, it's Smog with A River Ain't Too Much to Love. A fantastic record, one of my top 10 for sure. And this is a traditional tune that's been covered in many, many ways, but he does something really special with it. Here's Bill Callahan's version of In the Pines.
The longest train I ever saw went down that Georgia line. Well, the engine went by at 6 o'clock, and the cab went by at 9. In the pines, the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. Asked the captain for the time of day. He said he threw his watch away. A long and steel ray. A short cross time, and I'm on my way back home. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. Little girl, what have I done that makes you treat me this way? Well, you have caused me to me to moan. You caused me to
leave my home. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows.
Smog and In the Pines, isn't it gorgeous? And that's all we have time for. I'll speak to you again in 4 weeks or so. I'm going to take some time out to concentrate on finishing the Elbow album. Not that I'd ever consider this a chore, but I could do with every spare minute. You always wonder, when you finished a record, if I just hadn't gone out that night, would it have been a slightly better record, and etc, etc. So if it's okay with you lot, whether or not it's okay with you lot, I'm taking 4 weeks off. But listen to who's filling in for me. We've got the marvellous Rob Hughes, who, if you're listening to Mark Riley's show, you'll have heard many times, an encyclopedic knowledge of music, especially Americana. Rob's a great journalist as well as a great presenter, so he's going to fill in for one. Paul Heaton of the Beautiful South is a great DJ. He's accomplished himself quite well on Six Music a few times now. I'm honoured to have him in the chair. Mike Joyce, ex-Smith drummer Mike Joyce, who's filled in for me as well. He's going to be doing a couple, which is brilliant because his taste in music is awesome. So there you go. I'm not leaving a gap by any means. In fact, you probably won't want me back by the time I return. But wish me luck, the lot of you. Thanks very much to Michelle and Peter and Ian and, of course, the wonderful Beccapedia for helping me put the show together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. See you in a bit.